Track 3. Section 1. Introduction and Context. What is active travel? Active travel means making journeys in physically active ways that burn energy, such as cycling, walking, and wheeling. Widely accepted as an inexpensive and accessible form of transport, encouraging and enabling more active travel is a key way of improving the health and well-being of local people. To ensure that this strategy takes an inclusive approach, we have followed SusTran's lead in grouping walking and wheeling together throughout this strategy. Why is this strategy needed? Making journeys is good. Most physical trips, no matter what the form of travel, stimulate the economy, get people to employment, education, healthcare, retail, or social opportunities. However, making journeys leaves an impact on our environment and plays a big role in our health and well-being, so how we choose to travel is very important. Active travel and public transport are the best ways to travel for public health and the environment. On the other hand, trips taken by diesel or petrol cars create carbon emissions, road injuries and deaths, air pollution, and traffic congestion. The Northeast's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is being powered by increased car and internet use. The way many people work and socialize has changed forever, with far more activity taking place online. Whilst this has many benefits, including allowing people to work flexibly, it has had a detrimental impact on levels of physical activity. The lockdowns introduced during the pandemic gave us a glimpse of quieter and less polluted streets, and people walked and cycled more. However, the recovery period has seen road traffic volumes grow up to 20% higher than pre-pandemic levels, whilst public transport usage lags behind. Switching existing shorter journeys that are currently made by petrol or diesel cars to active travel is one of the most cost-effective ways of reducing transport emissions, as outlined in the government's 2021 Transport Decarbonisation Plan. We believe there's an opportunity in the Northeast for people to convert some of their journeys to cycling, walking, and wheeling, especially shorter journeys that are made unnecessarily by car. We want to make it easier for people to make more active travel journeys regardless of their age or ability. This includes combining active travel with public transport where required. This strategy describes an ambition for growing active travel in the Northeast. In it, we set out the opportunities and benefits of active travel, consider what it would take to encourage more walking, wheeling, and cycling, and set out an ambitious program of investment that would help us to achieve a major increase in active travel rates of 45% by 2035. Types of active travel. Walking and wheeling. Walking and wheeling are some of the cheapest ways to travel. They have the greatest potential to boost levels of active travel in the region. Walking and wheeling represent people moving at a pedestrian's pace, whether someone is standing or sitting, walking or wheeling unaided, or using any kind of mobility aid, including walking aids, wheeled aids, personal assistants, or guide dogs. By adopting the term wheeling, we can take a more inclusive approach, ensuring that active travel is for people of all ages, location, and mobility. Cycling. Cycling is a widely acknowledged as an effective and efficient way of travelling, especially for shorter to medium length distances. There are millions of short car journeys made every day which could easily be travelled by bike if people were willing to make the switch. Cycling can enhance individual independence and well-being. As well as conventional two-wheel bikes, there are a wide range of non-standard and adapted bikes available, such as hand cycles, low-step bicycles, wheelchair cycles, child-carrying cycles, and cargo and e-cargo bikes for personal or business use. Electrically assisted pedal cycles, e-bikes, are also within scope of this strategy. E-bikes are cycles which have a small electric motor fitted and could help introduce cycling to even more people. Research in 2019 found that physical activity gains from active travel are similar in e-bikers and cyclists. Cargo bikes and e-cargo bikes allow for goods to be delivered over short distances in place of small vans. Other micro-mobility. Micro-mobility refers to a range of small, lightweight vehicles, typically with a speed of around 15 miles per hour or less, including, for example, e-bikes and e-scooters. At the time of writing, November 2022, Regulated e-scooters are being trialled in Newcastle and Sunderland using geofencing technology to define the riding area. Trial guidance from the Department for Transport enabled regulated e-scooters to use the same road space as cycles, except motorways, and in cycle lanes and tracks. Outside of the regulated e-scooter trials, it is illegal to use an e-scooter on public roads, cycleways, and pavements. It is, however, perfectly legal to buy and sell e-scooters. As a consequence of this rather muddled position, it is increasingly common to see them being used illegally across the northeast. We await further guidance and potential new legislation from the government before we're able to develop a meaningful policy on this issue. Strategy scope. What is covered in this strategy? Walking, for all journey purposes. Cycling, for all journey purposes, including use of e-bikes and cargo e-bikes. Wheeling, for all journey purposes, including wheelchair and mobility scooters, as well as other mobility aids. Encouraging active travel for part of a journey, such as those combined with public transport. E-scooters and other forms of micro-mobility that interact and have links with active travel. A series of key commitment statements setting out how we will work with partners to move forward. What is not covered? Non-active travel transport interventions. The Northeast Transport Plan and other regional transport strategies cover this. Detailed scheme design guidance. National LTN 1/20 guidance in place. Planning reform. This strategy gives high-level guidance from a transport policy perspective. And rights-of-way improvement plans and local cycling and walking improvement plans, which are local authority-owned documents. Area covered. The geographical area addressed by this strategy comprises the 7 local authorities in the Northeast, covering 2 combined authorities which are brought together by the Northeast Joint Transport Committee, NEJTC. The Northeast Combined Authority, NECA, comprising the local authority areas of Durham County Council, Gateshead Council, South Tyneside Council and Sunderland City Council. The North of Tyne Combined Authority, NTCA, comprising the local authority areas of Newcastle City Council, North Tyneside Council and Northumberland County Council. Our region. Northeast England is a unique and very diverse geographical region, encompassing large and densely populated urban conurbations, a surrounding landscape of suburban towns and semi-urban villages, and a much larger area of former mining villages, and beyond them sparsely populated rural and coastal communities. According to the 2021 census, our region has a population of 1.97 million, with 79% of people living in urban locations and 21% living in rural locations. The region's current active travel network, connecting our communities, is as equally diverse, from national trails and long-distance walking routes, bridleways and permissive paths, with a variety of former railway routes currently serving as active travel trails. The Northeast is fortunate to have an abundance of long-distance active travel routes, many stretching from the West Coast to the East Coast, as well as providing important connections between rural communities. For example, Northumberland National Park has over 600 miles of marked footpaths and bridleways for residents and visitors to explore. The North Pennines area, of outstanding natural beauty in County Durham and Northumberland, contains large sections of the Pennine Way National Trail. Visit Britain data for 2019 indicates the total value of tourism day visits to the northeast, including Tees Valley, was £3.32 billion, with the value by foot being £85.1 million and by bike £0.5 million. For cycling specifically, the region has a mixture of traffic-free and on-road cycle routes. Detailed and interactive active travel maps of the region have been produced, showing the walking and cycling network. Our growing network also includes 16 routes that are part of the National Cycling Network, NCN, a UK-wide network of active travel routes for everyone, connecting towns, cities and countryside, which the Shields Ferry Crossing forms part of. The Tyne Pedestrian and Cyclist Tunnels, which first opened to the public back in 1951, are also still widely used today, linking North and South Tyneside. Our unique geography also means that the challenges and barriers are different based on location, with distinct active travel challenges in rural, suburban, and urban areas. In recent years, the Northeast has successfully bid for and been awarded funding to unlock investment in active travel, which has been used to improve the network and get more people walking, cycling, and wheeling. But we know so much more needs to be done. That's why this strategy aims to build on the track record of delivery and drive further improvements and take up. Local policy context. Local authorities in the region have two vital documents relating to active travel: local cycling and walking infrastructure plans, LCWIPs, and rights of way improvement plans, ROWIPs. An LCWIP complements the government's Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy, CWIS, and outlines long-term approaches to developing local cycling and walking. In the Northeast, most councils have completed, or are currently in the process of developing, LCWIPs, with some areas working on version 2 of their plans. ROWIPs set out how improvements made by councils to their public rights-of-way network will provide a better experience for walkers, cyclists, people with mobility barriers, horse riders, horse and carriage drivers. Local authorities have statutory highways powers for building new or maintaining any infrastructure. This means that this strategy is heavily influenced by local authorities and their LCWIPs and ROWIPs. This regional strategy will help enable the success of the local LCWIPs and ROWIPs by making the case for funding. Regional policy context. The Northeast Transport Plan, published in 2021, sets out our regional transport ambitions up to 2035. It brings to life our transport aspirations and includes a live program of local transport improvements which will make a big difference to our environment, our health, and our economy. A Northeast Active Travel Strategy is required to meet a commitment set out in the region's transport plan and its vision and objectives. The vision: moving to a green, healthy, dynamic, and thriving Northeast. The objectives: carbon neutral Northeast, overcome inequality and grow our economy, healthier Northeast, appealing sustainable transport choices, safe, secure network. The lead policy of the transport plan is helping people to make the right travel choice. The region has a decision tree which helps people to consider their travel options when they need to make a journey. At the start of the decision tree, people are asked to consider whether the journey they are planning can be made by walking, wheeling, or cycling, and then consider whether their journey can be made by public transport or a combination of both. The region's subsequent Making the Right Travel Choice Strategy, 2022, sets a target to encourage car users to switch one journey a week to public transport, walking or cycling, and for people who don't have access to a car to continue to travel sustainably. The Northeast Active Travel Strategy will help to achieve this aim by enabling more active travel journeys. The vision: moving to a green, healthy, dynamic, and thriving Northeast. The objectives: carbon neutral Northeast. We will take action to make travel in the Northeast net carbon zero. We will address our air quality challenges and aim to tackle the climate emergency. Overcome inequality and grow our economy. We will return the region to pre-COVID-19 levels of employment and gross domestic product, GDP, then move towards the ambitions set out in the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnerships Strategic Economic Plan, SEP. Healthier Northeast. We will encourage active travel such as cycling, walking, and wheeling to help our region reach public health levels that are at least equal to other parts of the UK. Appealing sustainable transport choices. We will introduce measures that make sustainable transport a more attractive and an easy way to get around the Northeast. Safe, secure network. We will improve transport safety and security, ensuring that people are confident they feel safe and secure when travelling. These five objectives are also the guiding objectives of this strategy. Proposals we have made in this strategy are aligned to and will support progress towards achieving these five objectives. How to make the right travel choice. The decision tree. Start. Can you make this journey by walking, wheeling, or cycling? Yes. Then move to cycling, wheeling, walking. No. Can this journey be made by public transport? If yes, then use metro, train, bus, or ferry. If no, travel by car using park and ride, car clubs and carpooling, taxis and private hire vehicles, electric vehicle, hybrid or ultra-low emission vehicle. Petrol or diesel, car or van is at the bottom of that list. National policy context. This strategy will ensure that the region is well placed to meet the goals and objectives of funding opportunities to develop our active travel infrastructure. Our targets match the medium to long-term targets set out in the Department for Transport's Walking and Cycling Plan for England and the Second National Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy, CWIS2. It will also assist the region and its partners in meeting, where physically and financially possible, expected standards set out in National Design Guidance, LTN 1/20, and help with scheme design engagement with Active Travel England. Active Travel England is the UK government's new executive agency responsible for making walking, wheeling and cycling the preferred choice for everyone to get around in England. It is expected that there will be refreshed Manual for Streets guidance published by the Department for Transport, providing design advice for transport planning authorities to take advantage of the rise in active travel opportunities, particularly walking. The DFT Walking and Cycling Plan for England, Gear Change 2020, has the goal that cycling and walking will be the natural choice for many journeys, with half of all journeys in towns and cities being cycled and walked by 2030. The Second National Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy, CWIS2, published in July 2022, has key objectives to ensure that 50% of trips in our towns and cities are walked, wheeled or cycled by 2030, and 55% by 2035. Introduction and context, chapter summary. As we decarbonise transport, making cars and vans zero emission is part of the solution, but relying solely on zero emission road vehicles isn't enough. To help avoid a car-led recovery from the pandemic, we want active travel to become the natural first choice for short everyday travel and combine it with public transport for longer journeys. This strategy highlights the significant potential to grow the number of active trips taken. Recent local, regional, and national policy decisions and guidance mean that the time is now to bring forward a Northeast Active Travel Strategy, which sets out how we will work with partners to provide and promote safe, attractive, and high-quality active travel infrastructure to enable and encourage more active travel. And that is the end of Track 3.